And if you feel that way about any of this, well, just tell me. If you meet someone and you're particularly pleased, what would you say to him?
If he was particularly pleased?
No, if you were particularly pleased.
Well, I'd just tell him I hope we got to see him and glad we got to meet him again.
Did you say yes, sir, when you were a boy?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say when you were a boy to your daddy if he told you to do something?
Well, look here. I never did tell my father that I couldn't do anything and wouldn't do it. And look, I was proud of that. Before my mother and father passed away, he said I never had to go to any trouble.
Hmm.
My father never did ask me to do anything that I told him I couldn't do and wouldn't try to do. I never did.
How did you answer him if he asked you to do something? Can you do that?
Well, I don't. Last time I'd just go ahead and do it. Tell him I'd do it and he'd be able to be to it.
I was just wondering if you just said yes or yes, sir, or...
Well, I just tell him all right. I generally just tell him all right, I do.
And let's see, if you're driving a nail and you hit your thumb, what would you say normally?
Well, I don't know. You know, you say lots of fellas cuss. If I ever did cuss, he'd cuss then. But I don't know what I would say. A lot of people will say damn, that's the first thing you say when you raise your finger.
I used to have some pretty strong ones, but I found that everyone I said my daughter would start to say.
Yeah, that's right.
I thinned mine out a lot.
I never did like anybody curse or use bad words.
In the Army, it
you don't get anywhere with it?
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's one of the bad things about the Army, I think. Mm-hmm. I got so about every other word was a swear word there for a while.
I can't buy swears.
Well, I finally got tired of hearing myself do it, so I stopped it. But it was just a thing. Everybody else did the same thing.
Yeah, but look, lots of people don't know it, but when you take the Lord's name in vain, that's an unpardonable sin. You possibly can't go to heaven. That's what the Bible says. I can't understand if a man take the Lord's name in vain.
And there's really no need for it.
No need for it, no.
Oh. If you're greeting someone in the morning, what do you say to him?
Well, just say hello or good morning.
And if you're introducing someone to someone else?
Well, I just wonder how I approach him. I just tell him like meet my friend and introduce him.
And if he's introducing you to someone, then you'd say to this person that you just
pleased to meet you, yeah, glad to meet you.
And if someone has visited you and you'd like to have them come back, you'd say?
Well, I'd like them to come back and visit us again, or something like that.
When you were a boy, did you say anything special on Christmas morning when you first got up?
Well, I don't know. Usually bees are tickled. I wouldn't know what it was.
I'm not sure. You'd gotten into those stockings, huh?
Gotten into stockings, they're so excited, you couldn't say much.
I was just wondering, in some places they say a Christmas gift.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, lots of places say that.
Did they do that here?
They do that here, too.
Was that common with you and your family?
Yeah, that's right. They use that remark, expression.
And then after the last day of the year, when you get up on the first morning of the new year?
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And for when you got a present and you found paper around it, you'd say, well, somebody has
sent you a package of present. Uh-huh.
And they put it in a box, and then what'd they do to it?
We wrap it.
They what?
Wrap it if they're going to send it over.
Uh-huh.